You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Black Friday as we get you set for the weekend with our lightning bets coming up now. I can't wait to dive into all the NFL we have, some college hoops. Is our Baylor bet, are we doing all right, Paul? Paul's got his arms up in the air.
It's not great. They are. They're down four. They need to cover by four. Yeah.
How many minutes? 2 minutes to go or so in the first half?
Three.
So we're 0-1 on games that air during our show.
Listen, maybe our niche is not the morning games. That's okay. All right. We got a lot to hit on here in our lightning bets, and we're going to find out about weighted blankets. So stay tuned. This is what you need to know on this Friday. Aaron, why don't you start us off? Where are you going tonight? Where are you going this weekend? What's your place?
All right, so I am also on the Titans. I like the number. I think this is a good bet. Are you on it too, Joe G? I know Paul Aspen is.
I am. Yeah.
All right, so we're on that. Hopefully, that one comes home. So, I just went big on NBA. This parlay, it's only a three-legger, not the 15-legger like that one guy did that I'm tempted to do. So this is about fading. Inferior teams. Clippers money line to beat the Pistons, Bulls money line to beat the Magic, and Wizards money line to beat the Thunder. It's -115. I mentioned this yesterday. I've got Bryson DeChambeau in the match, so I hope that one hits today at 5 o'clock. That gets started. I'm doing the Sabonis double double, Clint Capella double-double, Rudy Gobert double-double, and a Utah win, and a Valanciunas double-double. And there
that's
you go.
A lot of NBA. I like it. Yeah. There we're in on the NBA there. Okay. See, and you're taking most of the NFL weekend off? Is that the thought process?
That is accurate.
Okay. So if you do well on the NBA tonight,
I hope
you change
everyone
your mind?
Does great. I am taking a step back. Yeah, if I lose all of my NBA bets, you'll hear about it on Monday, and I'm sure I'll have a ton of Monday Night Football bets ready for you.
Okay. All right. So we're looking forward to that. All right. Here are my football plays for this weekend. Aaron's got the basketball covered. I've got the football. Then we'll hear from Paul and Jake. I've got five NFL games I feel best about. I'm going to take them this weekend. Let's go the Bucs -3 over the Colts. I think it's a really bad matchup for the Indianapolis Colts. I like the Bucs, and I feel like Tom Brady's not going to let that team play this poorly on the road all year. He will have them ready to play. Love the matchup, Bucs -3. I'll go with the Eagles -3.5. It worries me, not going to lie. But before the week, like a week ago, I would have said I could see the Eagles losing this game. And then I watched the Giants on Monday, the Freddie Kitchens thing, how bad they looked. I can't see it now. Eagles -3.5 on Sunday in New York. Panthers -2. I just feel like their defense is going to suffocate Tua and the Dolphins offense. I'll go with them. I have four favorites. I rarely do this. I like the Rams. I love them +1. They move through the zero the other way. They are the more rested team. They are the healthier team. You have to figure McVay figured something out with how to use Beckham, how to get through the Woods injury during the break. I think they have a big day. I could see Cooper Kupp having a gigantic game against the secondary of the Packers. Rams -1. And then my one underdog in the NFL, I'm going to go with the Vikings +3. I think they can win the game outright. Kirk Cousins MVP train is rolling, at least from 9 to 12 on the BetQL network. And I think he outperforms. Yeah, that's right. 60 to 1. I think he outperforms Garoppolo. So Bucks minus 3, Eagles minus 3.5, Panthers minus 2, Rams minus 1, Vikings plus 3. My college football play in the snow in Ann Arbor, Michigan, with their pass rush and their good secondary, plus the 7.5 against Ohio State. We're going to have ourselves a game tomorrow in college football. So those are my plays. Jay Kassan is going to tell us what he's got, and he's going to teach us about weighted blankets, which I don't know. I didn't know existed till now.
I don't know how you didn't know they existed. They've been around for a while. I mean, they've been a thing for a couple of years now.
You know, you don't mean like heated blankets.
No,
I know about
weighted
them.
Blankets. Like they're like 35 pounds to fit. We'll get into it. I'm going to give my plays real quick. I'm on the Eagles on the spread, -3.5. I'm doing that this weekend. I'm also with you, Joe G, on Michigan. In the snow, their defense is so good. I just don't think Ohio State, with that weather, is going to be able to keep up with that defense. I've been doing the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan has just fallen completely back to earth. And in his place, though, Zach LaVine has been scoring more. And the Bulls are on a two-game losing streak. They've lost back-to-back games. They're playing the Magic tonight, so I'm going to take LaVine over 25.5. I was looking for Vucevic props, but they aren't posted on FanDuel yet. So whenever those go up, I'm going to look at taking the overs there in a revenge spot for him. So that's that. I'm also all the way on Brooks for the match night. I said this yesterday, Joji, you weren't here. Bryson just, he's such a hardo, and he's just going to be trying so hard in this. Whereas Brooks has said over and over, yeah, like golf is whatever to me. He doesn't care. Like this is just fun for Brooks. He's just doing it for charity, for a good cause. He's just doing it so he can go and live rent-free in Bryson's head. I'm all the way in on Brooks today. And those are all my plays. That's the card. Anyway.
I like it. So now the important thing. Your card is important, but tell us about weighted blankets, because I haven't ever heard of these, and they seem heavy now the way you're describing them.
Oh, yeah. They're like I sleep with two. One's 25 pounds and the other's 35 pounds.
Wait, every night?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you double up.
Oh, yeah. I was not kidding when I said in the chat, I hope it grinds my bones to dust. Like, you're pinned down. It's great.
So why? Like, what? It's comfortable.
I think there's research that.
Yeah. So like, it's supposed to. It's supposed to be like a comforting feeling. Like, it's supposed to like hold you like down, where so you don't like turn and toss as much. And I said those backwards. That was weird. But you know, so you don't toss and turn as much, and you don't, you know, thrash around in your sleep. It's supposed to kind of be a comforting thing. It's supposed to like help with anxiety and stuff like that. But I mean, usually as someone who takes forever to fall asleep, it still doesn't help that much with falling asleep, but it helps you stay asleep. And it's great because you get under it, especially like today. Like, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm so tired. Like yesterday with the fam, just hanging out, you know, then today alarm still went off, hated it, but I'm so tired and I'm ready. Like, obviously I'll be on You Better You Bet after this, but after that I'm going home. And just when you know that you can just sit under a weighted blanket and just don't have to get up for hours, it's great. You just fully embrace the weight. When I first got mine, I was in college, and me and my sister both went to University of Illinois, and she came over and was hanging out one day, and she's like, it's cold, you have a blanket. And I threw the 25 pound one at her, and it hit her like a bowling ball. She goes, what the hell is this? I go, it's a weighted blanket. She goes, but then she like put it on my couch, and she's like, wait, this is great. And now she also has two, which I think are slightly less heavy than mine. But also, I mean, like, she's a smaller person, so. It's, you know.
So I just looked at it. They have been known to stimulate serotonin, reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, increase levels of melatonin, the hormone that helps you sleep. So they calm the nervous system. It's just something you wouldn't think about, but once, like Jake was saying with the sisters, once you try it, you're just like, this is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
amazing.
It's great. So. Unfortunately, you get used to the weight. That's why I had to go to two, and I'm probably going to have to go to three or a heavier one at some point, but worth it. Worth it.
And he just won't get up.
At some point when Jake's not here, where is he? He literally can't get out of bed.
Well, that's the thing. I'm working out in my sleep then, too, so it's great. It's like, you know, less time in the gym during the day because I'm just putting in the work while I sleep, too.
It's an app workout, just getting out of bed.
That makes sense. All right, these are interesting. All right, Paul, did you know about weighted blankets? Because I had no idea about this.
I'd heard about them. I'd never really experienced them. I knew they're kind of all the rage these days. I may need to get one after Baylor failed to cover the first half.
That's it. I'm on full game Baylor, too, by the way. -6, which I don't feel great about.
Yeah.
Now that's the end of the card.
We are 0-1 Lifetime ATS on 11 a.m. college games that we try to bet in show. So might have to stay away from that trend. Couple other ones, but our guy OG Plus is North Texas over, looking pretty good at the half. Tailed him on that over 126.5. They're at 68 right now. Other plays got Auburn laying the 4 against Syracuse. College football, I'm tailing the BetQL model with Florida -3 against Florida State. That's actually ticked down to 2.5, so don't feel great about that, but we'll see what happens. Bengals laying 4 against the Steelers. I just think it's kind of a fake out that the Steelers are actually still kind of good and competitive, and I'm already on the Bengals to win the North, so could really use a win and a cover this week. I think they win more like by a touchdown. I think they could win by 6 or so. Again, it's one of those in-between numbers at 4. Also took the Ravens, and this kind of plays into my Bengals bet, I guess, under 10.5 wins for the season at +160. So I think they obviously with the Browns, Steelers, Browns. I think they need to split with the Browns. Well, they definitely need to split with the Browns. I'm not ruling out them losing 2 of those 3 games. If they do, you're golden, but they got to win 5 more games to get over that number, 5 of their last 7, I believe. So I like the Ravens going under at plus money there. Also, they've got a looming game with the Bengals as well, which very much likely will decide the division if it's still up for grabs.
They also have Packers and Rams left on the schedule.
Right. Yeah, they got a tough slate. So, Titans, like I said, I played 6, 6.5, 7. And then we're doing it. We're doing the dual NFC long shots. 49ers at, 60-1. Vikings at 60-1 we put in earlier this week. And the NFC 28-1 for the Vikings, 26-1 for the Niners. Again, just hoping we get a 6-7, both in at the 6 and the 7. And make some noise against teams like the Bucks or the Cowboys who look very beatable, that sort of thing. Couple long shots. And this teaser's gone, but
there's
I am
more?
Yeah. I'm real bummed out from last night. Cowboys just absolutely killed me. Teaser, survivor, all sorts of things. Vikings +8.5, the football team +8 before it moved. So we'll see.
It was the Lightning best. We have a lot. NBA, football, weighted blankets. Zach LaVine, we got a lot here.
One more you can look for. J.D. McKissic against the Seahawks on Monday night we'll get back into, but they allow running backs to go wild out of the backfield in the passing game.
You did say, Paul, on a break, because we talked about it earlier, you saw Jalen Hurts' rushing total. You shopped around. What was the number you saw that?
47.5.
I'm on that. I took that.
Over.
I forgot about that.
The guy's averaging about 65, 70 yards a game in the last month.
Wait for that one.
That's the one. All right, this is a fun show. I might go shop for some weighted blankets here on Black Friday. Everyone have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday, hopefully recapping and being excited and cheering ourselves on after a week of very, very successful bets. If not, we'll scream and yell about it for 4 hours and get ready for Monday Night Football. This was a fun show. Joe, hopefully back Monday. Continue to feel better. You guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you guys again on Monday. Coming up next, as always, Jim Rome. And if you're watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.